WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 24 people killed, more than 12,000 structures, including thousands of homes, now gone. As Santa Ana winds are expected to pick up again this week in Southern California, questions are turning as to who or what could be responsible for starting the Los Angeles area wildfires. Here's ABC's Matt Gutman.
Authorities in L.A. County are now investigating the possible causes of the fire. Southern California Edison says while the Eaton fire started in its service area, a preliminary analysis shows no interruptions or electrical or operational anomalies until more than an hour after the reported start time of the fire. The company also says no fire agency has suggested that its equipment caused the Eaton fire to ignite.
At least 16 people are still listed as missing. A number of authorities say is likely to rise, along with the death toll. Incoming Trump administration cabinet picks before Senate committees today as their confirmation hearings begin. 14 nominees will be questioned. This is ABC News. An Iranian man held in Italy and wanted by the U.S. in connection with a drone attack released on a technicality. And now he's back in Iran. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Italy's released an Iranian citizen from custody, a person wanted by the U.S., over a drone attack in Jordan that killed three Americans a year ago. The Italian justice minister asked a court to revoke his arrest. Mohammed Abedini has already returned to Iran, says Iranian state TV. Italian officials say the extradition treaty between Italy and the U.S. is based on common laws between the countries involved, and the charges he was facing in the U.S. have no equivalent in Italy.
A Wisconsin kayaker who faked his own death and took off for Europe is due back in court today. He's facing obstruction charges. It's one of the largest gatherings of humanity anywhere on the planet. Over the next 45 days, about 400 million people are expected to converge on northern India for religious ceremonies that include bathing in the Ganges River. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hi, I'm Michael Friedman, CEO of Simple Life Hospitality. Let us take the hassle out of vacation rental property management. We'll maximize your earnings and handle every detail from cleaning to maintenance and repairs. For guests, enjoy a stay that feels like home with hand-selected properties, personal touches like local recommendations, and extras like concierge service that will make your trip unforgettable. Whether you're a homeowner or a traveler, experience the Simple Life. Visit SimpleLifeRentals.com.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
The Packers season ends in Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers losing to the Eagles 22-10 in the first round of the playoffs. Several Packers players on offense had to leave the game with injuries. Left guard Elgton Jenkins' arm went numb with a stinger. Romeo Doubs with another concussion. Center Josh Myers with a possible fractured leg. And what happened to receiver Jaden Reed?
I dislocated my shoulder. So I tried to go back in, but after I realized I physically couldn't, the trainers did a great job of taking me to go get x-ray and everything.
So the Eagles advance, and they'll play the winner of tonight's game between the Vikings and the Rams. I spoke to Eagles running back Saquon Barkley.
That's football, man. They're a good team. Got credit to them. They did some good things. They're a well-coached team. Got a lot of great players. But at the end of the day, stats don't matter. Only stats that matter is that win column.
NBA, the Bucks' three-game winning streak snapped with a 140-106 loss to the Knicks at Madison Square Garden. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Audrey Hepburn is considered one of the greatest movie stars of all time. Ariana Grande is just getting started with her big screen career comparatively, but there are rumors that she might play the iconic classic Hollywood Oscar winner in an upcoming biopic. Nothing has been confirmed, but it sounds like the Wicked actress is really interested in such a role, telling Access Hollywood that she has always been enamored with old Hollywood. Speaking of Grande, Wicked was just released on video on demand, and it's no surprise that one of the biggest movies of 2024 is seeing sales through the roof. The film is now available to stream in the U.S. and Canada. Wicked pulled in $26 million on its first day of digital release, according to Variety, and ended up with $70 million after its first week. The nice thing about watching Wicked at home is you will not have strangers standing up and singing along. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is cold out there this morning with a wind chill in the teens below zero, and we're going to keep that wind chill below zero all day today. Little breezy, sunshine 10 today. Tonight, breezy with a low of zero. The wind chill in the teens below again tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 6.
Maggie Dawn.
Why should you care that the North Carolina Supreme Court just stopped the election and seating of a liberal justice to the North Carolina Supreme Court? We discuss next at 2 p.m.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a cold, cold, cold Monday morning. And be careful on the sidewalks. They are slippery pretty much, I think, no matter where you go. Now that football season is over, baseball season, you're up. Johnny, pitchers and catchers, report in Arizona, February 12th. That from Nikki. Another text here from Mike. I wonder how many times per show I say the following. John, what is wrong with you? I don't think I've even said anything controversial today, have I, Ty?
I can't even think what that might have been about.
No, Mike, what did I say today? Come on, Mike. 11 degrees in Green Bay, 9 in Appleton, 5 in Oshkosh. Feels like 10 degrees below zero. Today is Rubber Ducky Day, all right? Today is Make Your Dreams Come True Day, which is why Todd had that
yellow.
Great song.
Mm-hmm.
Today is Clean Your Desk Day.
Did you notice our desk when we came in? Spotless.
Very nice. My desk is always terrible, no matter what. I don't know. Gluten-free day. Fourth graders day. That was a tough year for me, fourth grade. How about
that's
you?
That's a critical year.
That's a critical year. I did not have a good fourth grade.
Okay, there are organizations, studies, that when they look at fourth grade scores, they can predict a lot of things. This was a Hillary Clinton thing. I just want to say I was at a seminar one time. And they were talking about fourth grade reading test scores. Actually, fourth grade test scores. Because remember, didn't you take, what was that test called that you took in fourth grade and eighth grade? The Iowa Basic Test?
Oh, yeah.
I hated those.
Yeah.
Get your number two pencil
right,
out.
Yeah, right. You're right. The Iowa, yeah, that gives me a chill just thinking about that.
Yeah, but you had to take that. I think that was mandatory. Even private schools and public. Yeah. There was somebody got up and talked and said, look, you know, we use that as a predictor of our community, and we can tell you how many desks we need in our college, how many desks we need in our technical school.
They can project it from the fourth grade?
So he said, Johnny, this is what got everybody's attention. He goes, we can project how many prison beds we need.
Serious?
That's what he said.
Wow.
Yeah. Don and I both went to that seminar. I don't know if that's true, but you got to admit, you know, I don't want to be critical of any school district, but we sure get worried when Johnny's not going to, Johnny just, okay, I'll use a different name, Billy.
Fine. No,
he's not going to graduate.
He's a Billy was an idiot.
Well, but we talk about
sat
that.
Next to me.
But we worry when he's
every test.
Billy Keskamak.
Billy Stanky. Yeah. We get so worried when he's in 10th grade. We should worry when he's in 4th grade because we knew back then that he was going to.
Wow.
So I think this, you know, of course, my daughter works in the whole, you know, 0 to 5, but we could do better at that. This country could do better at 4th grade and really focus in on those reading test scores.
I think that's one of those in-between kind of things, like kindergarten, first, second, third. It's still
playground.
Playground.
But it's not,
fourth,
John.
Fourth, that starts getting a little bit serious. And then fifth, sixth, and seventh are really hard. Eighth grade, you just slough. Let's be honest.
It's like you and me. Oh, that's really hard. Fourth grade was really hard. But, man, seventh grade was really, really hard. Well, maybe we should have... They should have spent more time with us in fourth grade. All I'm saying is that fourth grade, those Iowa basics, I don't even know if we still do that. That's an indicator. And I don't disagree with that theory.
I remember one time when we had to do a science project in like seventh grade.
Yeah.
And the teacher said, just put a thing, John, your science project on pollution was just that. It was pollution. Yeah.
But
it says it might have been about Johnny asking Brittany if she was wearing a vest or if that was her hair.
Yeah. See, I
but
agree
didn't
with
it
that.
Look like a vest? No, like a down vest?
That went up to her head? No, I didn't.
Yeah. But I mean that's like okay. I didn't think that was inappropriate.
Okay.
I didn't think that was inappropriate. happy birthday to Patrick Dempsey. He's 59. Liam Hemsworth is 35. That's one of the most bizarre. Did you ever see the movie? On, I can't remember, Zuckerberg?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen clips of that movie. No, I've never seen the whole movie.
Okay, so he had those two twin brothers that actually invented the internet first. And the kind of like the allegation was he stole their idea and stuff. Like he was involved with them. Then he said, okay, you're out. I'm going to take all the things we've done.
Wow.
And they sued him and the whole thing. But anyway, Liam Hemsworth... played both brothers.
Really?
Played both twin brothers in the movie.
Well, that's cool.
But I didn't know you could do, I mean, technically or whatever, it's unbelievable. He played both brothers, and they're sitting here just like this, talking to each other.
Well, isn't it that one comedian plays the four parts in a show?
Which one?
I'll get it at the break. And it's hilarious. That can be done.
Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me at all that he did that. So, all right, is he famous now?
I guess so. Good looking guy, like 6'5", whatever, whatever. Orlando Bloom is 49. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is 64. Wow. I've always you talk about somebody that's never changed looks.
Right.
She looks exactly the same no matter what. Trace Atkins is 63. And Ginger Z, who I mentioned, who there is a big controversy on that one with her and Marciano. Was it Rob Marciano? Todd, did you follow that story?
Not really.
They worked together and hated each other. And she kind of won the battle because she would always take the best assignments. And for those weather people, that was like the biggest natural disaster there is. They want to be there type thing. And yeah, there is a big thing between Ginger Z and Rob Marciano. Big time thing.
This is kind of on the subject, but off the subject. Wasn't there a Marciano that worked at Channel 11? Joe Marciano.
Was my guy.
Sports?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Don't ever happen to him.
Related? You don't know.
I don't know. Maybe. Ginger Z has really pretty eyes. She's got really bizarre eyes that are really cool. You know who has the prettiest eyes of anywhere in the world? What? Is this going to be another night camp on you, Justin? What's wrong?
Brittany Merlot? I don't know.
No. Michael Jackson's daughter.
What's her name?
Paris.
Paris?
Yes. Paris Jackson. Wow, she had pretty eyes.
No, I don't know her.
All right.
No.
All right. Wow. Okay.
You know, they talk about these work assignments and the politics and that. That happens. Like on those news magazines, 2020 and all that stuff, who gets the good assignments?
Oh, it's so competitive. It's unbelievable.
I know.
And it is nasty.
I know.
And trust me, there are so many people where on the, hi, I'm so-and-so. Right. And some, and then as soon as you're off camera, what the?
But some of those people.
Todd, you experienced that.
Some of those people travel like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
People get like good, like a longer term.
Absolutely.
Good gig.
Yeah.
What I always love is if you go on like YouTube, you can search it. But you can actually find video and audio of like news anchors going off on one another during the break.
Absolutely.
And Paul Moyer, who was at WABC or KABC out in Los Angeles, Channel 7.
Okay.
Was one of them. And he got into it with his co-anchor. And boy, they were going off on one another. The audio is absolutely
I've seen one
incredible.
Of them where they're doing a promo and she just said, what the bleep are you doing? Why are you looking?
Yeah, that was in New York.
That's, you know, the one
and
I'm talking
she
about.
Had, she had to come back and say, I apologize because she was
Did
live
that
on the
live?
Air. That was live.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. She said, what the bleep are you looking at or something like that? Yeah.
Did you ever see one, Chris Berman?
where he goes off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Behind the scenes in TV is so different than what's projected on the air at times. It's crazy.
Is she still working, Ginger Z?
Oh, yeah. She's right in Los Angeles in the middle of the thing.
Yep.
And then that other thing has just blown up, too. David Muir here reporting all these people dying, and he's wearing that form-fitting fireman's jacket.
Mr. Chiseled?
Yeah. Yes.
So, okay. There was a special on Friday night about the fires in L.A. And I lived out there for 9 years. I have some friends out there. I told you I talked to one of them yesterday, or I texted one of them yesterday. And David Muir on what station? Is that ABC?
ABC.
Okay. They did a two-hour special. And Todd hates when I complain about commercials, but it was, I'm not kidding you, John, it was probably like at least 40%.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, if I wouldn't have mind all those commercial breaks, if they would have said every penny from these commercials is going to help the firefighters, nothing. And all these teases. And then, well, coming up next is how can you help, which is what I wanted to watch. He said that three times, and it was just the last end. How can you help? Call the Red Cross.
Like, that's it.
I kind of knew that before I even watched
that.
It. Who would have thought of that? But it was just, I was like, yeah, how, and he's doing these, this is where I feel bad for people when they don't really think it through. And the TV guy says, you're going to go back to your house? Yeah. Can we come with you? And they should say no.
Yeah, I know.
But they don't.
Agree.
And then
I
they
agree.
Go, it's like, oh my God, they are seeing, like, senior dog die or something. It's just unbelievable. And I just feel really bad for that. But I just thought that was I didn't have a lot of respect for ABC after that, because I thought they could have ended and say, look, the $3 million we made during this episode, we are going to donate to the firefighters. But they didn't. Anyway.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Man.
Totally agree. And I hate to say it, but I remember the song Dirty Laundry?
Yeah.
When that was very much, yeah, can we get the widow on the set and this and that? You know, we love disasters, and that's part of the business.
I would
though.
Never
that is
that.
The part of the business, and it's yeah. I know what you're
and
saying.
Some of the people are, you know, I don't know, they're older, not that.
Well, that lady. Did you read about that lady though? 85 years old, refused to leave her house because of her pet canary and turtle. She wouldn't leave her house and died. You can't stick a turtle in your pocket and
let the canary fly.
Let him free. Let him go. Come on. And so many of the people you're reading about, it's like, nope, this is my home. Jeez Louise.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let me ask you this. If you jumped in your swimming pool, would you be okay?
No. Well, one is you got to deal with smoke too, right?
Yeah, that's true.
But I would think that would get hot, right?
Well, I don't know. Would it?
I don't know.
Todd?
don't look at me.
I mean, that's a legitimate question.
No.
What if you had scuba gear and you could go into your
pool
and just
John,
go into the water?
Just find you. No.
Then you don't have to deal with the smoke. Logically, you'd think that would work.
But all the fire and the sparks and all that kind of stuff, you know, you've got an oxygen tank on, so that's flammable.
Right.
I mean.
All right. You're going to run out of oxygen.
I'm just trying to think of ways, what things I would do if I was there.
Leave when they give you the evacuation.
I'm not trying to make light of it, but
there's
100,000
people that are under orders to evacuate, and they should. And if they don't, you don't want to be like. But I mean, there's plenty of warning. This isn't Hawaii.
Oh, not
there's
even a
plenty
question.
Of warning.
This isn't like the Hawaii one,
right? Oh, that was.
Yeah.
Everybody's fine.
Yeah. Wow. All right, we got to set a quick break. Come on, the mayor. Back up this.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Hey, welcome back. My name is the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app worldwide. 11 degrees in Green Bay, 9 in Appleton, 5 in Oshkosh. With the wind, it feels like 10 below zero. You know, I mentioned earlier that I found Donald Driver's book at the library, and I don't know when exactly it was written, but he talks about that, about playing in some of these cold games. And somebody had texted in there the night Michael Vick beat Brett Favre-led Packers in the 2003 playoffs on a really cold night at Lambeau Field. Seems like that was the day the aura of playing at Lambeau in cold weather in the playoffs, you know, they're not going to lose. They kind of smacked the Packers in the face that game. But Driver talks about, he honestly believes the NFL should at times delay games or for another day. Because, like, he talked about, and I'll never forget this game. I forget what year it was, 2007 maybe. They played in Chicago in, like, the last regular season game. And I'll never forget that. I was just driving to the store that morning trying to get something to, you know, refreshments to watch the game with. And I could barely drive down GV. Everything was so ice. And they played in Chicago that day. And I remember Brady Papenga telling me Brett Favre did not want to come out of that locker room that time. I've had enough. And Driver even said it was kind of inhumane to make guys play in those kind of conditions. And, I mean, baseball will cancel a game because it's drizzling.
Yeah.
And these guys playing out there like that, it's just the things that can do to your body and all those kind of things. And he said the same thing about that Giants game, the NFC Championship game. That was crazy cold.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean?
It's the money, because that would disrupt your schedule.
But if it was lightning, it would be.
That's true.
If it's lightning, they'd cancel it or delay it. But unbelievably cold weather? Really? I mean, he said it was literally inhumane. You should have seen the guys in the locker room. Actually, he said Mike McCarthy went insane on them after the game, because Driver and some of the other guys on special down the kickoff team, they waited into the locker room right until the teams were on the field line up, and they ran right in the locker room and lined up. And McCarthy was so ticked about that. But that book on Driver, and I'd love to get him on a show, holy crap, his childhood, he was a major drug dealer, Donald Driver was, right through college. And even when he was in the pros, he had like an uncle call him and say, hey, you want to get involved? I got a good, you know, area, blah, blah, blah. I mean, for that guy to turn out the way he did with his upbringing is mind-boggling.
Yeah, I'm not sure he has to tell everybody that. I mean, he's got such a good guy image. But, you know, I understand that. I've heard him talk. I was telling you earlier about he had a tough life.
Unbelievably tough.
I think, you know, kind of my mess is going to be my message. But, boy, he just really gets into a lot of detail. That's like, yeah. I'm not sure I even want to hear that, but I get it.
I was shocked reading this book. I mean, it's a great book. It's a wonderful book and he bears his soul. And I mean, he's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful human being.
Yeah.
But I'm amazed that he overcame what he overcame. You know, what's funny though, too. It's like, no matter how cool you are, no matter what you do for the community, no matter what you do for the Green Bay Packers, when it's your time,
See
you. I mean, he talks, but he was due to make in his last contract like $5 million that year, you know, because they always do that. It's like this amount, and then that last year of the contract, real big. So then when they say, oh, he signed a $30 million contract, well, a whole bunch of it would come in that last year, but they're kind of betting that you're not going to be worth it for that last year. And they called him in and said, listen, we're going to cut your pay in half, take it or leave it, or release you if you don't. And it's just kind of like, really, after everything, I just kind of, that's it? Yeah, but he wanted to retire as a Packer, so he accepted the pay cut and just kind of. But I mean, they said it was just cut point blank. Just Donald. Here's what we're gonna do: we're gonna cut your salary in half, take it or leave it.
Is that
we're
a new book?
I don't think so. No, but I just had never seen it before. I don't even remember when it came out.
Well, do you know what the name of it is?
I think just Driver.
Driven. 2013.
2013. So it's over 10 years old. Yeah. But I'd never seen it, never read it before, and it's. It just opened my eyes because I used to do a radio. I will say this. I was the first guy to give him publicity. He was a backup, wasn't playing hardly at all, and I asked him to do a radio show just because he seemed like so personable. So we did it, I think, for 2 years. Like I said, we did it over at Razzmatazz 1 year, and I think we did it at Time Out for a year or maybe Stadium viewers. I don't even remember. I did so many shows over the years. I can't keep them straight where I did shows. But then he really made it big. And then it's like, whoa, you know, everything blew up for him. But I'm not patting myself on the back. But when you go into a locker room and you talk to guys, and some guys can come off as really good guys with the media. But then when you see them when the cameras aren't on, they're not. He was always one of the really good guys. Because there was a receivers room where the guys weren't very nice, led by Sterling Sharp, and Sterling led the way where he didn't want those people to be nice to the media. But another thing Driver talked about in that book, and again, I've talked about a book that's 12 years old, so I'm talking out of my butt here as far as, you know, most everybody
breaking
maybe knows.
News.
Yeah, but he talked about the receivers that were nice to him, Antonio Freeman, Bill Schrader, and somebody else. And he lists all the other receivers, but he doesn't mention he would ask them for advice, like, what do I run in this play? And they'd give him the wrong route intentionally.
Wow.
Yeah.
They had your buddy on. They interviewed some girl was over, a reporter, I don't know, was over in Philly. I mean, in Philly for the game and interviewed Andre Rising.
Oh.
Do you like him? Did you say, remember, you got his book, right?
Yeah. I knew Andre. I was in Flint when he was in high school.
Oh, that's what
I covered is. Andre since he was a sophomore in high school.
He seemed great in the interview.
Oh, he can be. Absolutely. Okay. What was he doing in Philadelphia?
I don't know. I guess going to the game.
Oh, okay.
I just knew you knew him, and I thought he did a great interview. But
I'm sure he did. He can be really personable, really cool, the whole thing.
But I think Driver, like you said, is one of the best.
He was like genuinely a good guy in the locker room.
Yeah.
And that's why I wanted, even though he wasn't playing, he would be fun and everybody liked him. Mm-hmm. And he turned out to be just, you know, amazing as far as everything he did community-wise and that.
Yeah.
Where does he live now?
I think Houston.
He is back in Texas? Okay. Boy, that sounds like a tough town. I don't know that. I've never been there, but that sounds like a tough town.
It is, and it's, their weather's tough. Remember they had floods and heat and, anyway.
Yeah.
But he's great. He wrote the foreword in my book. I love the guy. And he helps out with the homeless shelter.
Yeah.
You know, he's just a good, good guy.
He's got a phenomenal wife.
He does.
She's awesome.
Hey, where did his kid end up? Donna asked me that.
I thought Penn State.
Okay.
That's what I'd heard.
He got a free ride at Madison, right? You said no?
I don't know. I'm surprised that isn't more of a story. You know, Donald Driver's son being a star player.
Everybody knew him.
Yeah.
All right.
We're going to set a quick break. Bring it back. Grace Hageman, Croc Center, Green Bay, Great Carnival coming up. Frank Hermans will be joining us. Alexander Schlitz coming on. A lot of stuff. Stay with us.
She looked at him with Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley. WISS.
more news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Ballots are all in when it comes to federal milk marketing orders and their future. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. One of our University Extension dairy research specialists paying attention to the final count. Details next.
What makes Dairyland Seed silage unique? Better. Designed specifically to maximize tonnage potential in the upper Midwest, Dairyland Seed silage products contain higher starch content and the highest level of fiber digestibility for optimized milk production. And to help get even more milk in the tank, these elite genetics are supported by your dedicated local dealer and direct access to a team of leading agronomists and silage experts. Better silage, better support, better results. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedSilage.com.
Leonard Polzin is our University Extension Dairy Market and Policy Outreach Specialist, and he says all the ballots are in. Now it's just a matter of finalizing the count.
Ballots have to be received by USDA by January 15th, so they had to be postmarked by December 31st. So all of the voting has taken place, waiting to receive ballots, and then once those ballots are received, the tallying process takes place. Once that happens, there will be an announcement that comes out, and it's important to note that there will be a period in between the announcement and when implementation takes place. So 30 days before implementing these changes, USDA will put out an announcement so that way industry and folks can plan accordingly.
Leonard Polzin, University Extension Dairy Market and Policy Outreach Specialist. He reminds dairy producers that the ballots were cast to basically either keep federal milk marketing orders in place or do away with them entirely. Again, as he pointed out, we should have the final decision before the end of the month. Markets look firm in overnight electronic trade. The numbers are next.
Pests are trying to turn parts of the Corn Belt into the Corn Rootworm Belt. But DeKalb brand says, not on our watch. Crush corn rootworm with DeKalb brand SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology. It's the outstanding yield potential of DeKalb corn with advanced protection against corn rootworm. When pest pressure is highest, hit back your hardest. Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
In overnight electronic trade on a Monday morning, right now we've got March corn up three at 473, December new crop up a penny and a half at 452. March beans are up eight, 1033, November new crop up a nickel, 1036. March wheat's up seven at 538, July new crop up a nickel, 560. Friday, the barrel cheese dropped 2 cents to 185. 40-pound block cheese dropped 7¾ cents on Friday to 182. This morning, the February class 3 milk that goes into cheese down 13 cents at 2014 a hundredweight. There's a quick market snapshot for you on a Monday morning. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is cold out there this morning with a wind chill in the teens below zero, and we're going to keep that wind chill below zero all day today. A little breezy, sunshine 10 today. Tonight, breezy with a low of zero. The wind chill in the teens below again tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's three above.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Donald Trump says he's going to drill, baby, drill when he gets into office. Matt Randolph, Mr. Global, explains what that means for us. And we go beyond the cheese in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Mattner on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Capital Times reporter Victoria Davis. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Oshkosh police arrested a 32-year-old Texas man and rescued a woman who was being trafficked Friday. OPD's undercover investigation determined that the female was involved in human trafficking activities at an Oshkosh hotel. Police say the man had been forcing the woman to participate in these activities against her will for several months while traveling across multiple states. OPD says they've set the woman up with several supports and are working to reunite her with her family. The man is being held at the Winnebago County Jail with recommended charges of felony human trafficking, possession of firearm as a felon, and multiple counts of possession with the intent to distribute methamphetamine, fentanyl, and cocaine. There's a lot of excitement brewing over the NFL draft that's coming to Green Bay in just over 3 months. People are listing their homes on sites such as Airbnb and Vrbo to make a little cash. Michael Friedman with Simple Life Hospitality, which manages vacation properties, says don't cut corners. Make sure you get the proper permits through your local municipality.
People are getting cited already. They're getting their initial warning letter from the city of Green Bay stating that your home is listed and it does not have the proper permitting.
Friedman says Green Bay is not the only local municipality that is checking permits, so it's best to do everything by the book.
If people think they're going to get away with trying to do this and skate by not having the proper licensing and permitting and they're not going to get caught, I will tell everyone who's listening or watching, don't do it. You're going to get caught and you're going to get busted. And then ultimately you're going to get fined and it is going to be significant.
The NFL draft comes to Green Bay April 24th through the 26th. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app, 11 degrees in Green Bay, 9 in Appleton, 5 in Oshkosh. It feels like 10 below zero. We have a very special guest who got up early this morning to come on in, Grace Hageman from the Croc Center. How are the roads? How are the sidewalks? How's everything out there, Grace?
You know, it's not too bad. It could be worse. It could be worse. I got stopped 15 minutes by a train before I got here, so I don't know if that has anything to do with the cold, but it was up there in terms of difficulties.
Hey, by the way, I think the bridge was stuck again the other day out here on the Nitschke.
That train thing is, I work over there after this show, and the law is 10 minutes because of ambulances and stuff. You
right,
know, that's the longest.
Sense.
And those guys, they don't care. We have cited them time. They don't pay. They're just, you know, it's, the guys just don't mess with international commerce. It's like, look, don't mess with my life. You know?
I love
but 15
when
minutes you, is a long, isn't that a long time?
It felt
God,
very long.
That is a
like,
long
I would have been here early.
And you got those digital clocks now. It just keeps going and going. Then some people turn around and what they want to do is go over to Mason Street, right? But it, even turning around.
Is that worth it?
Well, that's just it. And
no,
can it be worth it? And
can't be.
Well, the thing is, you can, you know, they'll beep their horn and they'll say like backups. And yeah, then you'll just kind of get out of a really tight parking spot. And some people jump the curb. So they must have something really like an interview or something.
Sure,
that they're really,
yeah.
Or a radio show. So I don't
know.
Well, I got stuck
with that going to do a remote one time, a radio remote on a Saturday morning. I got stuck. I was late for the remote.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's the part that's, I love is that when it goes, then all of a sudden it stops and backs up.
Well, that's what I'm. Yeah, that's what, that rehitching is what takes the time, and it's too bad that they're doing that at 7:30 in the morning. I mean, nobody's out for a casual drive at 7:30 in the morning. They're taking your kids to school or you're going to work, right?
Yeah.
And why can't they just wait till 9? But they can't. I mean, we had the biggest argument. I actually went to D.C. for this.
Oh, wow.
Just to tell them not.
You struck a chord.
I swear to say.
I didn't know there was so much involved with the train.
To not block to not run the train through the marathon. Because they did that one time. We told them there's a marathon coming. Yeah, okay. And some people missed their qualifying times for Boston because Green Bay is
yep.
And they finally did it. They said, okay, but don't tell anybody that we're going to not run the trains because they don't want other cities doing this. It's like, really? Why can't you just be a good guy and say, look, we're not going to run the train for, 3 hours max? I mean, for the elite runners.
They got to run those trains.
Anyway, well, speaking of running. We got going on at the Croc Center.
I just want to say one thing, though. First, I got a text here. How about A.J. Brown reading a book on the bench yesterday?
That
Did
was
you see that,
that was great.
I've never seen that before in my lifetime.
The book's like 300 pages. He's just reading and... But it was Passages, right? That was the name of the book?
I don't know. Or
he said it was kind of an inspirational book kind of thing. And he says he does it actually all the time. It's just really the first time he got caught by the camera.
Wow.
I don't know. I thought that was kind of cool. I think the book, I think the name of the book was Passages. He getting some inspiration. But he looked pretty relaxed.
His feet were up.
It wasn't like he was like, okay, please help me.
Oh, man.
Anyway, all right.
What movie, Todd? What movie was the kid sitting on the bench pretending he's reading his playbook and he's reading, I think, of Mice and Men or something like that underneath it?
I don't know.
Varsity Blues.
All right.
Well.
I don't want your life. By the way, the girl that played his girlfriend with the whipped cream, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, she's in that show. Last night was the last episode of Landman with Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, okay.
And she plays like his wife now and everything. Last night's episode was one of the most gruesome things I've ever seen on TV, where the cartel kidnaps him and they torture him and they drive a nail into his knee.
Nice. Is there anything else you want to talk about, Grace?
Yeah. So on.
Sorry about that.
No worries. Landman's a porn.
We'll hold you over to the next segment.
So on Friday, we have a family fun night. It's a winter carnival theme. We hold family fun nights about monthly during the school year. They're a great opportunity for families to come to the Croc, to try our pool, to go to the gym. We also have a bunch of fun activities that we do.
Do you have swim lessons?
Do we have swim lessons during the week? Yeah, we do hold swim lessons.
For seniors?
Monday through Thursday. Ooh. I mean, I don't know.
Okay, never mind.
But
you got a great pool.
Thank you. Yeah.
You have a great basketball court.
It's a great opportunity for families to come.
Slides.
And so for families to come to that event, for non-members, it is if you bring 2 canned goods per person, then you can get in for free. And those canned goods go to our Salvation Army food pantry. So it's a great way for us to also support our social services side.
How could if I'm a member, I'm going to join. Mm-hmm. You know that, but I want to wait till after quarter Friday.
Sure.
Okay. Can I bring my grandkids there at all, or special tickets you can buy for that?
Yeah. So either you can do day passes. So members get 2 day passes per quarter, I believe.
Okay.
And then also you can do simple day passes that are like for up to ages 12, I believe it's $5 per kid.
Oh, awesome.
And
they can use the pool and stuff?
They can use the pool, with a day pass. Yep. They just have to have guardians sign off on their liability.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So if you're a member, you get 2 day passes for guests per quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Can you stockpile them, or do they have to be used in
they
that quarter?
They have to be used in that quarter. Period.
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. His grandkids come and visit on occasion. So put $5 to do all that.
Okay. I don't know. Would I be allowed to let them use the pool even though I can't swim?
Yeah.
You have lifeguards.
Yeah. I mean, as long as you're in there with them. We just don't allow kids to be like willy nilly in there.
Right.
You know?
Do you have any of those like circular things I could just put around me?
God, would you really wear that?
I would do that. What?
You could go in the splash pad. It's standing.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a big bucket.
Okay. There is.
Oh, that overturns?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
That is cool.
That's very cool.
But you have so much going on there.
Yeah.
You still have the arts and crafts room and all that?
Yeah, so we do have a fine arts program. So that is, we have a full clay studio. So we have like a kiln to create pottery. We have a painting program. And then they also do once a month cookies and crafts or pie and painting. And
yeah, your arts and crafts section is phenomenal.
Yeah. So we have a really fun program with that. We have a ton of different offerings for people.
And it's so easy to get to on Limekiln. And mm-hmm. you're all surface parking.
Yep.
Like huge parking lot.
Like the downtown Y, it's... No, you're either in a ramp or mm-hmm. getting a ticket. So I think that's great that you have that. Your facility, tell me about the band part of it. You still have the instruments that kids can use?
Yeah. So that's also a part of our fine arts program, is that we do offer music lessons. It kind of rotates depending on what instructors that we have during that year. So right now we do have piano and guitar, and we're hoping to start percussion.
Wow.
But also following off on that, the following week, on the 25th, we're going to be having the Chicago Staff Band of the Salvation Army. So they're a traveling brass band of Salvation Army coming to the Croc for free to do a big band performance. And there will also be kids from our divisional music school. So all the kids in the state that participate in Salvation
Army
music, they're going to be performing with them as well. Yeah.
That Croc Center is just state of the art. I mean, when you built that,
it
was
right.
Like $22 million.
It was a good chunk of change.
Maybe it was more than that. I just remember the ribbon, the dedication. That's
sure.
not that old. And,
and
you go out there now and it looks brand new. I mean, you've done a really, really good job of keeping that so clean and
yeah.
You have, and I like your customer service too. You guys are the front desk is great.
Yeah, they're on it.
So people can come in at 5:30 on Friday.
So it's 5 to 7:30, and there will also be having some guests coming. We have the Green Bay Blizzard mascots are going to be there. We're going to have Fish and Wildlife Services doing some activities and giving resources.
Show them how to gut fish.
No, they bring in the cool stuff. So the last one time that we had them come in, they did a whole thing about sea lampreys with the kids.
Oh, no kidding.
And it was so much fun. They had temporary tattoos that looked like the mouth of sea lampreys.
Wow.
It was very fun.
Did you guys have sea lampreys there?
They didn't have like a real one, but they had like all the models, and like they had they did like a mussels showing too, and that was like previously alive mussels, but like it was very cool to show the kids how they filter water through their mouth.
I did a story one time with commercial fishermen.
Okay.
So they get all the fish, and there'd always be a couple of lampreys in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my photographer's like, "Can you grab that and hold it so I can get a shot?" And it wrapped itself around my wrist. Ooh. And I just like, "No!
No.
But then one of the guys I was with, he actually showed me he had a couple of scars from when they get on you.
Sure, yeah.
They stay on you.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we love having them come because they do some really interesting STEM experiments and awareness about invasive species within our area. So there's so many options for Winter Carnival. We're going to be having a whole bunch of fun things throughout the building.
Nice.
And it'll be accessible to people. If you are not a member, again, that 2 canned good per person. And if you don't bring the canned goods, then it's just $5.
You know, I just want to say one thing, too. Where this all started from is such a magnificent story. Joan Kroc, whose husband, of course, started at McDonald's.
Yep.
Did you ever see that movie?
That's actually a really
good movie.
I watched
it
right before I started this job, and then I was like, oh, I'm connecting all the pieces of how we got
really
our origin.
I mean, he was a traveling salesman making like no money, and then he started this. It's like, cool. But the fact is, she didn't have much money growing up,
right?
And all the rich kids got to go to the country and clubs, and she had nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she built it like that.
Yeah. I think that's a wonderful story.
Yeah. That was great. I don't get to meet her when she came. You did the dedication.
Cool.
It was very cool what happened there. I think people, if they haven't been there, they need to see that because it's for everybody.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, and I think some people, that looks pretty fancy, but I'm going to go here, not there, but it's so reasonable. Yeah. And that family night is a chance to look at the basketball, the pool. You don't have to swim. I mean, there's places
that
like
arts and craft center is
awesome.
Yeah, we'll have tons of fun things happening.
And the winters can get a little long here.
Especially starting today.
In Wisconsin, yes, they are long.
Starting today.
Since football's over, we think winter started today. But to go to the Croc Center and hang out. And what are your hours? You're open. I drive by there a lot.
Mm-hmm. So Monday through Thursday, we're open from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m.
5 a.m.
Friday, we close at 8 p.m. And then Saturdays, I believe it's 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then Sundays, we're closed because we have church.
Okay, can I say something without coming off like creepy guy?
Well, it depends, I guess.
What? I was going to say it. So.
Really cool eyes.
Oh, thank you.
Do you get that a lot?
Yes, I actually do. Thank you very much.
Like, what would you call them? Aqua?
I guess you could say that, yeah.
Okay.
There's an actress from a while back that had eyes that color. And I didn't, I'm sorry, Grace.
Totally fine.
Yeah, I didn't recognize I didn't see the eyes until John pointed them out.
But we were just talking about eyes this morning.
Oh, yeah?
We were.
Yeah.
That's why.
That was
in what context?
Well, like Ginger C. Ginger C, she's got really striking eyes.
Sure.
Michael Jackson's daughter.
Paris Jackson, yes.
Really striking eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And your eyes are almost that exact same color.
Thank you.
So I'm not being creepy by saying that, right?
No, I'm cool with it.
Okay, I mean, I'm just pointing out something. I mean, you could give me one back.
Yeah, I mean, HR.
You say, for a guy your age, you got great hair. I'm okay with it.
Well, I got to see you at the Croc. You said you're going to get a membership.
Right.
You can ask if I've been working out, whatever you want.
No, I think that's great. And even if people don't have the money to do that, if they're not a member, just 2 cans of anything.
Yeah, and that really, I mean, it's a way for us to open up our audience that is able to come to it, and we see a whole range of families that are able to participate because of trying to make it as accessible as possible.
I just want to give a shout out to your equipment.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, you do have really good equipment.
Sure.
Some of it better than some of the expensive
when
clubs.
When we come back, because it seemed when I used to be at the Croc, it seemed complicated, but it seemed super cool.
Sure.
I want to talk about that when we come back.
All right.
So, a quick break. Grace Hageman, Croc Center. Family Fun Night, Winter Carnival coming up. More when we come back, along with Frank Hermans. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed automatic voter registration into law in December of 2020 to begin in January of 2023. Pandemic, technical, and bidding delays ensued, but preparation for voter registration at the DMV and other state agencies has finally begun. The New York State Board of Elections approved a resolution in December 2024 authorizing the state's Department of Motor Vehicles and other state agencies to create voter registration forms and transmit that data to the Board of Elections database. The new system allows citizens to opt out of voter registration, but will otherwise register or change registration information during official transactions. Gotham Gazette reports that both the implementation of automatic voter registration, or AVR, and online voter registration, or OVR, were delayed as technical staff was diverted for pandemic-related IT projects. While the delays are frustrating, getting it right is critical. Early adopter Oregon recently discovered flaws in its very successful AVR system, with evidence that ineligible citizens and non-citizens were accidentally registered during state transactions. The state is in the process of a system-wide audit. Brennan Center for Justice finds AVR has increased voter registrations from 9% to 94% in jurisdictions around the country. We have more on AVR at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS in Appleton, and our great friends in Oshkosh, which is where we're going to be on Thursday.
Wednesday.
Yep. Wednesday, we are going to be in Oshkosh, your hometown.
Yes, Grace. It is. Yep.
We love Oshkosh.
What are you guys doing down there?
We're going to do our show from WISS.
Ah,
which is right downtown.
Yeah.
Great location.
Yeah, it is. That's awesome.
The only negative, we only have one negative of Oshkosh.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Light on me. Yeah.
There's no, like,
exit
signs.
During at night. You don't light up your exit signs.
The second to last time we went there, everybody knows our story that listens. We were south of Fond du Lac when we realized we may have missed an exit.
We called Todd, where's the exit? And where are you guys? Well, we're south of
Fond du Lac. We just passed Fond du Lac. We're 40 miles from Milwaukee.
Grace, can you believe that?
Yeah, that's a very niche one. I don't think I've ever heard that dissatisfaction with us.
You know why, though? No. Okay, two things.
You have no lights.
Yeah, Bergstrom, no lights were out on the thing.
Lies. I don't think that plane was lit up.
EAA was not lit up.
Lies.
No.
The lake, we went over Lake Beautimore, that was totally dark.
The outlet mall was dark.
Fond du Lac was shut down.
Well, the outlet mall is dark because they're going through a time of transition.
Well, we're just saying.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
They're conserving energy right now.
We're just warning people if you're heading that way.
We burned off. Coming up with excuses.
We burned off
really
all that energy.
Dark, rainy morning.
We had to fill up again.
Yeah.
But anyway, Oshkosh is a great city. We love it there. And we've got their Discover Oshkosh.
Yeah.
Pat is Mr. Cheerleader, and he's driven us around in his car, different restaurants.
Cool.
Went to the drive-in where the girls were on roller skates.
Was it Leon's or Artie Ned's?
Artie Ned's.
Okay. Yep.
Loved it.
Yeah.
But downtown is cool.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
And the Grand.
Your theater.
Yeah, the Grand's very special. Yeah, I grew up doing stuff at the Grand.
So did you really?
I got to do theater there when I was a kid.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, yep.
So the Kroc Center, is that the only one in this area?
Yes, so the state of Wisconsin, we are the only Kroc
Center.
That's
what I thought.
And so within our Midwestern region, there's one in like Quincy, Illinois, Grand Rapids, Michigan. So they're kind of randomly spread out throughout the country, but there's only about 26 of them nationally.
And the lobbying that communities do to get that is unbelievable. And
yes,
thank God they picked this community.
Yeah, we're very lucky with the support that we got in order to create a community center like ours. And also with the Salvation Army connection, it really just can't get better than that.
But people need to know if they haven't been there. And if they've been there, you need to tell your friends to go there because there's room there. I mean, there's always, it seems like there's always rooms on machines and Basketball, you know,
games. We're lucky with the size. I think that sometimes it can be a little bit misleading looking at the front of our building because it's kind of a split level almost, and you have to go downstairs. That there is so much space.
We have a lot of space.
We're a very wide building.
Can you talk about the treadmills in the video? Describe that.
I'm going to be honest. I am not the best person to do that.
But just in general, what they bring you. You know what I mean? Where you can walk through like the streets of Italy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Run.
Well,
why can't you walk?
You can jog.
Jog. But it's pretty cool how you can go to those machines you had.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming you still have them. I haven't been there in a little while. But
yes.
You can just plug in where you want to see. And it's pretty cool to walk or run or jog through the streets of Italy or some other country. And yeah, it's just you have good equipment there. Really good
equipment.
Thank
you. Yeah. We try to expand and try to, you know, refresh and replace. We're very conscious of comment cards that our members leave us and things that we need to improve.
Because Jim and I both admit one thing. Sometimes you walk into a new place and you're a little intimidated because you don't know how to use a piece of equipment.
Right. Yeah.
And then you ask somebody to help and you feel like, oh, look at that dork. He doesn't know. Hey, is that the mayor? Hey, mine? I don't know how to use. You know, that does happen.
No, our Croc staff is very good about that. They're always very excited to help people and get people right on the right path of using things safely for the first part. You know?
Could somebody teach me how to use earbuds?
Teach you how to use earbuds? I don't know. That might be a little bit more on the personal
level. All right.
Okay. But people wear them, and we're that.
I still got my old iPad.
We still have them in the box. I got them right here, and the cellophane is still on.
Oh, their AirPods?
Yeah.
Oh.
We don't know how to use them, but we go in there, and all you guys are wearing them.
Well, did you
them.
Take them out of the box?
I'm going to.
I'm going to wear them, even though I don't know how to use them.
He actually doesn't have them in there because he gave them to me about 2 months ago, and I've got them in here.
I still got a Walkman.
Oh, okay. Yeah?
I could still use a Walkman. You know what the worst thing ever was,
I bring in my boombox, and the guy doesn't like that.
I wasn't far from that. I remember when they said, oh, we got portable DVD, or not DVD, CD players. It was about the size of a plate, about this big, and it would hook onto your belt.
Well, just bring that.
Well, every time you move, it skips.
Yeah, that's true.
That did not work. So then you try to hold it in your hand while you're jogging.
No,
that didn't work.
But
you know what I did one time in Snow White? I took duct tape, and I duct taped it to my hand.
No, that would.
And it actually worked.
Well, you're still moving your hand, though, when you're running, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever.
Sorry, I was laughing because you were talking about, bring boombox in. I've got my, and I'm thinking Victrolas. Probably.
Yeah. Could do that, too.
I brought my 45.
You know, Friday nights, there's not a lot going on. There's stuff going on, but what a great family night, right? Mm-hmm. And I think it's incumbent upon us as parents to spend time with our kids, and Friday nights is a good night to.
Yeah.
Croc Center.
Yeah, that's why we love having our family fun nights. We try to do them once a month. We have a family event always happening. And we do them on Fridays because there isn't as much things going on, especially in the winter when it's really cold and it's hard to do things. So we're really lucky to be able to provide these kinds of opportunities.
All right, give us your address and your website. So how we...
Yeah, so the Croc is at 1315 Limekiln Road in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Right off Mason. So
right
easy
off
to
Main
find.
Street. Yep, and then our website is gbcroc.org.
Easy to find, too.
And if you know where JBS is...
Right.
If you can find the smell of JBS,
right across the street.
Yeah.
They donated the land, though.
Yes.
God bless them.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
No question
about it. We love our JBS
friends.
So do we.
Well, I'm going to be coming down there.
All right. I hope to see you. You said this last time as well, so
you know
I'm
what?
Waiting.
Well, but thank you for saying that.
I didn't know there was such a thing as Quitter's Friday. So like I said, I wanted to wait until after.
Oh, so that
and
was,
I didn't want to be that guy. It's like, well, okay, membership's up, right? Oh, I'm going to lose weight. So I wanted to be where I'm cooler than that.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see it.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see is right.
Okay, can I just ask, what kind of gear do people wear these days when they work out?
T-shirt and pants.
I still have the old, like, sweatpants.
I wear them. Okay.
You'll be that guy no matter what you wear.
That's true. I am that guy. I just am that guy. There's no getting around it. Grace Hageman, Croc Center, Green Bay, Family Fun Night, Winter Carnival. It sounds spectacular.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks, Grace.
Frank Hermans joins us. We come back.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the author of Building the Bucks, Jordan Tresky, and talk entertainment with Capital Times reporter Victoria Davis. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As officials assess the damage and prepare for more strong Santa Ana winds this week, people in Southern California want to know how the wildfire started. ABC's Matt Gutman has more from Pacific Palisades.
24 people lost their lives in this fire, and ABC News has learned that the ATF, the federal agency tasked with examining and investigating explosives and arson, is going to take the lead in investigating the Palisades fire, and arson is one of the factors that they are going to investigate. That is Governor Gavin Newsom here has demanded an independent investigation into the water issue, specifically here in the Palisades, fire hydrants running dry. He called it deeply disturbing.
Middle East mediators have been making significant progress in Gaza ceasefire talks. As of now, though, there's no imminent breakthrough announcement. The Senate begins hearings this week on President-elect Trump's cabinet picks. Still watching Japan, where a strong earthquake hit the southern part of the country today. This is ABC News.